Welcome back, and we are going to have Bob Vineyard talking about Pure Water Systems, and I want to clarify a couple of issues. The first thing is, if you want a system that removes all the toxins, we have the only one that does that. Not a Berkey, not a filtration system that you buy anywhere else. The other thing is, do not buy an alkalinizing system or system that generates hydrogen. Hydrogen is an antioxidant, but it alkalinizes. And if you buy anything that alkalinizes, it moves what's called a pKa of the water toward what's called a maximum ionic potential of a toxin, which means you're going to absorb considerably more, maybe orders of magnitude more, if you alkalinize water that already has still has toxins in it because you haven't detoxified it first. So, number one. And number two, if you want to have alkaline water, our water adds 9 to 18 parts per million of calcium magnesium, so it's alkaline already. If you want antioxidants, the most powerful antioxidant is our Nutra Defense, the anhydrous catechin. Next is the Omega Supreme Krill, and finally is the goji berry and our Nutra Complete. If you want to add hydrogen, only add it after you've detoxified it. And to be honest with you, we're using alkalinizing drops. You don't want alkalinizing drops. You want our calcium, magnesium, sodium, potassium, ascorbate with bioperin, which is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world. So you get massive dosages. Don't think, oh, I'm going to get liposomal. It's teeny-weeny dosages. Its dosages are more absorbed, but the dosages are so tiny it makes no physiological major difference. So, it's like I mentioned the other day about the silver. Don't second-guess Dr. Deagle. If I tell you, and you want an affordable system with affordable filters that will pull all the garbage out of your water so you drink it, you don't have toxins. I was just reading an article from one of these health professionals talking about signs of cancer and how to avoid it. Bob, let's talk about this. A lot of people think, well, I was listening to, looking at a report that says, if you've had a mammogram every year for 10 years, it's the same as being a mile away from the explosion of the bomb at Nagasaki or Hiroshima. What people, and that's a 10% increase of breast cancer. What people should understand, what's the chances of increased any cancer or dementing disease or diabetes? Because endocrine disruptors like bisphenol A are going to make you get insulin resistance. If you drink this in your water, and you water it in your plants, and you eat the food of the plants, what do you expect is going to happen to your body? It can't be good, can it?
It's never a good result, Dr. Bill.
Right. So what makes the system superior is the system was originally developed to be a lab system to create reagent-grade water that wouldn't screw up the experiments. Well, in a sense, your body's an experiment called epigenetics. And the epigenetic experiment is, if you have toxins in there that disrupt your enzymes and block specific metabolic pathways, if you can't methylate or you can't sulfate or glucuronate, or you it interferes with the absorption of a specific mineral or utilizes more than you have in your diet, you're going to get in big trouble. And the problem is, people wonder why autism rates are so high. It's not just injections of stack vaccines or the use of GMO foods. It's the toxic water these kids are eating and drinking and the food that is grown with the toxic water. They were for a while here in California growing veggies with what's called fracked water, where the hydrofracked water was cheaper to buy because it still had chemicals in it. So some of the food growers up in the Central Valley of California were actually growing vegetables with fracked water. And as I say, I'm putting together a documentary called What the Frack? To get people's attention, because a lot of time people think that they know better than Dr. Deagle. And I got to tell you, reality check, it may be painful, but you don't. Especially about something environmental like water. I was one of the charter members of Greenpeace over 40 years ago. I can tell you, I know everything about water, and it's scary. When you see tar balls 40-some years ago out in the oceans, 500 miles out in the Atlantic Ocean, when you see the toxins in high-pressure chromatography or nuclear spectroscopy, when you do a fat biopsy of somebody and you wonder why they're getting sick or dementia or diabetes, we shouldn't wonder. It's just straightforward science, isn't it?
It really is. It's a very simple thing. Unfortunately, the great thing is water, the great property of water is that it dissolves a little bit of everything in most cases.
Right.
But the disadvantage is it dissolves a little bit of just about every toxin. And those toxins are ever-present, more and more available in the environment. Every time some research group decides, hey, let's go do a study and see what's in the water. Or they go out and they say, wow, I wonder if the water has any traces of Prozac in it. And they go and do some tests, and lo and behold, hey, guess what? There's traces of Prozac.
Or birth control pill or chemo or doping agents to make microchips.
Yeah, well, I mean,
all kinds of weird and wonderful stuff, you know.
If there's a chemical that's in use out in the world, it's in your water. It may not be there in big traces like, oh my God, this is there. But the truth is, it's there in these little tiny doses, these little tiny micro doses, and sometimes it's macro doses, and that's a major problem. But these little tiny doses, you know what I always found interesting, Dr. Bill, is, you know, the homeopaths are always talking about, you know, these incredible dilutions that become more powerful the more dilute they are.
Yeah, that's because of the biophotonic signal. And it gets sharper in terms of signal-to-noise ratio as you dilute it. So the signal-to-noise ratio of biophotons makes it even more toxic based on its biophotonic signature.
And so we've got this going on in the environment all the time. We've got these little tiny doses of chemicals that are showing up in the water, and in many cases they're approaching homeopathic dilutions. And people are wondering, wow, how come I'm getting sick? Well, how'd you like to take a homeopathic remedy of bisphenol A? You know, not a good idea. And so this is, you know, so this stuff's in the water, and of course the EPA regulates 93 chemicals currently, with five that are moved to the to be studied list every 5 years.
Right.
And so, but you've got thousands upon thousands of chemicals that exist that are used in industry, agriculture, manufacturing, etc. And these are all in the water supply in some dose or another. Mm-hmm. And so, but with only 93 being regulated by the EPA, and then many of those that are regulated, they say, well, you can tolerate a little bit of that, not too much, but you can take a little of that without it killing you.
Yeah, they say that with a tongue-in-cheek and say, if you're stupid, you'll listen to me, and I really don't know what I'm talking about, but believe me, I'm an expert.
Well, and you know
that's
what
they're saying. That's what they're saying. They're saying, I'm an expert. Believe me, I know that I don't believe it, but you got to believe me so that I keep my job.
Oh, yeah.
Because we regulate 35 chemicals out of 10,800. But don't worry about it. There's seven new chemicals every day. And we have no idea what these are doing, especially in synergy to your body, but, you know, in your individual genetics. But we really don't care. A rat's behind. Shut up and keep moving, is what they're saying.
No, because they like to use this the ruse of science. And I mean, I'm a guy who appreciates what hard science can tell us. Hard science can tell us some stuff. It doesn't tell us everything. There's weaknesses to the scientific method, but it does tell us some things when good science is done well. But the problem is they hide behind this ruse of the scientific method, and we studied this, and we did this, and it took forever. We gathered all this information, and then they decide, yeah, and you can tolerate a little bit of that. But that doesn't tell you what happens when you take a little bit of the one
that's not science, though. That's marketing. That's not science.
That's
science,
right.
Science is basically, what is the mechanism? And there's three basic mechanisms that toxins have effect on the body. The first mechanism is it blocks an enzymatic process. The second method, it displaces a mineral that's necessary at the active site of an enzyme. And the third means it's a biophotonic signal that disrupts the normal communication of cells. Those are the three primary mechanisms of all toxins. Three primary mechanisms. And if you don't understand that, and by the way, do you know how many doctors that I know that understand toxicology, biophotonic toxicology? For example, I just came up with a big study, and I'm going to quote it here. That the major U.S. government study finds cell phone radiation causes cancer. Big surprise! Because it's a switching mode power supply, it puts cells under stress, polarizes cell membranes. So these toxins, in what we call biophotonic signatures in the homeopathic range, disrupt cellular communication. So they're number three in that list that I gave you. The first is, it directly blocks enzyme pathways, depending on the dosage. Number two, it displaces a mineral because it's a heavy metal or toxins. And number three, which may in some ways be even synergistically worse than one or two, is biophotonic signature disruption of cellular communication. So that's what cell phones do. And this study, by the way, is freaking people up because they realize that cell phones are really bad, and none of them actually, they're non-thermal injury. Sort of switching more power supplies it because it polarizes cell membranes. Now, When you have thousands of toxins acting synergistically, we have no mathematical or scientific way of identifying that other than technology like the bioplasm from the Russian Space Agency. And I have oscilloscopes that I can actually do an analysis of, but it's a research thing I'm doing. But I figured out a way of doing it, believe it or not, using biophotonic analysis of the signature right down to harmonics with specific cell membranes, biological molecules, and even hormones in your body. I can actually measure it with my oscilloscope. But nobody else knows this, and I can guarantee not the government, not any other doctors I know that I've been in contact with on the planet. I've been doing this for 30-some years, 36 years, actually. So do you think that I'm going to share my research? Of course not. If the government knew what I knew, they would weaponize it. It would be in some weapon platform for another theater operation for, like, Iraq, which I call the laboratory for DARPA, to make new deadly weapons. The fact is, they have a deadly weapon called tap water. And when you bathe in it, and when you drink it, and when you cook your veggies in it, you're poisoning yourself. And some doctor is going to lean over their glasses and say, you know what? I'm sorry to say, your mama's getting demented, or you're turning diabetic, or, by the way, you've got cancer, some weird hairy cell leukemia or something. And if they did a fat biopsy and looked at all the toxic chemicals in your body, they'd say, no surprise here. We don't know why, but if you've got 8,000 chemicals in your body at parts per million or higher, no wonder you're not feeling really good up to snuff. It makes me laugh. You know, since the Second World War, we do this and we think that there's no consequences. Why? Why do we do that? And you know why? Because we untrain or distrain doctors. They become little arrogant, what I call MDs, magnificent deities. They think they know everything, and they know virtually nothing. If you ask them about infectious disease, toxicology, immunology, scalar physics, or anything like that, they know nothing. They don't even know that they don't know anything. That's how bad it is.
Well, that's always the worst, is when they're ignorant of their own ignorance. It's always a bad sign. But, you know,
the pathway to wisdom is to be aware of your ignorance and to try to seek wisdom.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. You know, many people, many people don't understand that ignorance isn't a bad word. It's willful ignorance. It's ignorance isn't bad as long as you recognize, I don't know that, and I'm willing to learn.
Well, you know, one of the things that I tell people on the show, and I probably scare some callers away because they don't want to get into a mental arm wrestling or what I call Brazilian mental jiu-jitsu, because I'll put them in a double chokehold really quickly. And I do, actually, because I believe that. And nobody can say a bad question. It's just the way you do it. You say it in such a way like, hey, what do we think of this, Dr. Deagle? Why do you think this is being told by the medical doctors to do X, Y, Z, you know, like regular chemotherapy? Or why do you think they just allow fluoridation? I hear a really weird comment from the people at Oceanside, because they don't fluoridate the water here, but because we buy our water and invest it by a different source, because there's a lot of farming here. But over in Oceanside, they have fluoridated water, and I had to ask the water people, these are master's level water hydrologists down here. You know what they said to me? We fluoridate the water so the pipes won't calcify up. We have to change the big, you know, 20-inch pipes around the city. They're not talking about people. They just don't want the pipes to calcify, so it costs them more to service the water.
Well, and this is, you know, but you strike on something there that's interesting, Dr. Bill, because very, very much of the water distribution and treatment and everything else is in many cases, it's a government agency that, for the most part, they get you water to your house. You open up the tap, you're happy. It happens most of the time. Most of the time, you flush the toilet, it flushes. You know, this is something that government does. It's a role of a valid role of government, in my opinion, is to provide the infrastructure. And so there are tremendous costs associated with doing this. And this is something that, you know,
what they do is they supply water without diarrhea. How's that?
But that, they'll tell you,
other than bugs that are going to give you diarrhea. And by the way, they still don't stop. We have in Denver all the time. Giardia lamblia and beaver fever, which is Giardia lamblia or Cryptosporidium. And these bugs, by the way, they told people, and I know this because I refer people in and they go for cancer treatments and so on in Denver, and for years, and they'd say is, don't drink the water. Don't drink the water. There's beaver fever or Cryptosporidium in the water. If you do, you're going to die of diarrhea. That's why it's called diarrhea. It's D-I-E, not D-I-A. Diarrhea. So well, you're under chemo radiation, and you drink the water in Denver, you're going to die. You're not just going to have a bad day. You're going to have bloody diarrhea until you bleed out. And people say, you're kidding. Well, you mean I have to have a water filter if I have cancer chemotherapy? Yeah. And that's the regular doctors. We're not talking about alternative doctors. We're talking about the cancer doctors. They don't want a malpractice suit for somebody bleeding out from drinking water.
Well, and this is the thing, you know, like you said, the government's role, deliver you the water, it doesn't have bugs in it.
And by the way, it doesn't kill the viruses either. So if there's viruses in your water, or there's mycobacteria or fungi, which produce aflatoxins that can cause horrible cancer, the most powerful cancer-inducing agents aren't drugs, it's aflatoxins. Did you know that?
Well, and in many cases, the thing that causes the inflammatory response are what we call the pyrotoxins, which come from the RNA and the DNA of the bugs that have been zapped by the chlorine that they
exactly.
put in the water.
Right, and people will tell you, well, no, I didn't know that. I'm thinking, oh my God, this is an OMG moment. You know, it's like,
Well, and so that you know, I mean, we say all this stuff, and we try to inform people of this because there really is, fortunately, something you can do about it. And this is why
that's why I want people. I had a gentleman yesterday. He told me, "I just bought a hydrogen system." I said, "Really?" He said, "Do you have one of our water filtration systems?" Well, no. And he's taking all kinds of things for his hormones and so on because he wants to make sure he's reversing andropause, which is basically male hormone levels in your boots. No proper erectile function and trying to fix it. And we're working on that. But I said, you know, first off, if you're drinking water that contains endocrine disruptors, why do you expect to have normal hormone levels? And if you alkalinize it with a hydrogen generator, why do you think do you know a thing called PKA? And he said, no, we never taught them that. I said, because you never took chemistry. PKA means if you move it to a certain pH, let's say 9.43, the toxins that are at the 9.43 are in their maximum ionic state, which means you're going to absorb thousands of times more than if you didn't alkalinize it. And you go, oh, one of those long O's, you know, like I did a talk in Dallas, Texas years ago, and some lady was saying she believed in the rapture. I said, you know, there's no such thing as a rapture. I said, if you read the Aramaic Bible, it says, Jesus said this, where the vulture is, there is the body. So he's not about a rapture of good being taken out to go to heaven. He's not about evil being taken out so earth becomes like heaven. And he said one of these long O's, like, oh, like, you got me, Deagle. And I said, yeah. I said, I'm going to tell you what. You can go and add hydrogen to your water, but you better darn well detoxify it first. Because if you put hydrogenate or alkalinized water, one of these fancy, very expensive alkalinizing machines, God help you. God help you, man. And
well,
people out there,
it's
crazy. It drives me nuts. It's like, and if some poor dude gets prostate cancer or lung cancer, brain cancer, and wonders, oh, I wonder how I got that. Well, you alkalinize water with really bad stuff in it, and now you absorb thousands of times more of those specific toxins that maybe blocked your male hormone or caused the multicentric astroglioma of your right temporal lobe or something. And they think somehow this just happened spontaneously. It was a bad luck day. No, it was a bad decision day. You made a lot of bad cereal decisions, drinking the regular tap water, eating toxic food that contains garbage in it, having GMO foods, taking all the stack vaccines, etc. All those bad decisions added up to one big mess. Stay right there. We have another segment. We'll be back in just a minute with Bob Vineyard. Again, save 10% if you use the code NutriMed when you go to the banner ad for Pure Water Systems on the front of NutriMedical.com. You save 10% on all the systems, whole hosts, etc.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, folks. Ronnie here reminding you that June is Health Awareness Month, sponsored by GetTheTea.com. Many of you have heard our tea commercial, maybe visited the website, but haven't committed because, well, you just don't know. Skeptical. We understand. Just to remind you, our tea is not just tea. In fact, very little tea. Life Change Tea is a unique blend of 8 different herbs, removing intruders that attack your health. You brew our tea to make the concentrate, you add water, and put in the fridge. 2 8-ounce glasses a day, and life will be good. Visit us at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And this month is lots of fun stuff with Health Awareness Month. You could be picked and receive your order absolutely free. You never know. Read the testimonies and try our products. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And for great health tips, visit my YouTube channel at Health Matters Now, where you can learn about health tips and how products work on your body. Join me, GetTheTea.com.
Welcome back. Bob, you know, it's really aggravating when, you know, and I'm not a wonderful person, okay? I'm not nice in a sense, but I'm very compassionate. I really care about people. I'll do anything for them. You know, I offer free, my ministry offers free medical help, even financial help. I'll help people that are veterans. We'll try to provide some free product to lots of people. We do everything we can to provide them free medical advice. But one thing I do want them to do is, if they think they know better, provide evidence, which is based on logic and evidence, and a scientific paradigm as to how, why I should change the paradigm I built over decades of asking questions and gradually crawling up from the muck of not knowing to being scared as hell about what's going on. What we're doing to the biosphere is just obscene. And we're adding all kinds of new technologies. Like, for example, you may not be aware of this, but many manufacturers in India and Malaysia and elsewhere don't have regulations of using what's called nanotechnology various engineering processes that are involved with what's called intelligent systems or molecular. And these things are getting out in the biosphere.
Well, and that's you're right. I mean, they rain down on the crops. They rain down on the soil. They get washed down into the streams. Everybody lives downstream from somebody.
Well,
and they end up in your water supply.
I'll give an example. One of the most amazing new manufacturing materials is carbon fiber.
Yeah, I my bicycles are carbon fiber. I like it.
Right, but I'm talking about carbon fiber nanotubes.
Yeah.
Are you aware that they are manufacturing what's called bioengines and literally microscopic or atomic level machines, and these things are self-replicating. Are you aware of that?
I've heard of it.
Right. Now, I have access through 3 major channels. Tier 1 science, the regular news media know how to search, and 3, on a supernatural level, I can tell you what's going on is very bizarre. I'll give you an example, and this is a concrete example of something that's bizarre that people don't want to believe this is really going on. It has been going on for decades. It's 1947 at the Tavistock Institute in England. They're hacking into human consciousness. Now, we wonder why a lot of mental illness is increasing. If you take a cell phone and you do a digital thermal scan of someone's head after they've had the cell phone on for 30 seconds, not 30 minutes, 30 seconds, and this is a non-thermal injury, their blood-brain barrier breaks down. Did you know that? It's a metabolic barrier, which means specific proteins in the brain are what's called a remote site that won't produce an immune reaction, then produce an immune reaction, whether it's their brain or their eye. And they wonder why they're getting more eye disease. They wonder why they're getting more brain disease. In fact, you can see the areas where tumors arise. Let's see, multicentral gastrogliomas. They occur right over the dominant side where the person's sticking a damn cell phone. You wonder why people get optic nerve problems because of that on the dominant side of their head. Or they get vestibular problems with balance, or their hearing starts to go because they're oxidatively stressing the hell out of their hearing mechanism or their balance mechanism. Now, when you combine scanner toxins with smart meters, with biotoxins in the environment, with nanotechnology, with genetically modified food, you're aware of a thing called BT toxin, which is a Bacillus thuringiensis.
Yep.
They managed to extract the BT toxin gene and put it into plants, and it's not a stable gene, it's called a plasmid, which means it's not linked to a specific chromosome to be turned on and off, it's just there. So the average amount of BT generated by BT toxin infected bacteria in the gut of a little bee is 4,000 to 5,000 times higher than it'd ever be exposed to a chrysanthemum plant that has BT toxin bacteria growing on it. So the BT toxin does get rid of some bacteria. But when you have that level, it's neurotoxic, and they get what's called Beheimer's disease. Beheimer's. Now, all these toxins, by the way, including Bacillus thuringiensis, many of these toxins are what's called thermally stable, which means they aren't destroyed by the normal process of cleaning and filtering water, by the regular things like your water authority. So you not only have heavy metals and radiotoxins and so on, you also have tritium, but you also have these crazy toxins in the environment that are being created because we added a GMO food. And now these toxins are everywhere, and they're bioconcentrating. Why do you think bees can't find their way back? Because we give them Beheimer's disease. We have scalar radiation from a smart meter, so it scrambles their way of seeing what's called geomagnetic flux lines of the biosphere. And the combination of that, and if you have, let's say, neonicotinoid pesticides, their brain, little brains are fried. Well, it's doing us too, but not as fast as the bees. And you got to filter it out of the water, or you're concentrating in your body and you're saying bye-bye to organ function.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Health in America is becoming a top priority. Or maybe I should say, good health in the world is becoming a top priority. Maintaining a healthy body can be challenging. How about letting Life Change Tea help you? Our tea, you make, you drink, and you benefit. Our unique blend of 8 different herbs helps you maintain good digestion, a healthy colon, and detoxes harmful toxins and parasites out of your body. And you know what? It tastes great! If you're wanting a change, a life change when it comes to health, health, log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. When you log on to our mobile-friendly website, you can read all the numerous testimonies of how Life Change Tea has helped so many people. We carry many, many beneficial products that help your health and keep you on track. GetTheTea.com. Kind of gets in your head, doesn't it? GetTheTea.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Welcome your calls. The number 800-313-9443, I hope that's the same number that we've been using all along to try to get calls here when you want to call into the program and voice your issues. Now, the thing is, when you teleport up, it might be different than what's been done by previous people here at Republic, but the way I do it is real simple. You have to state exactly what your question is. Don't just be vague. Exactly what your statements are, bullet points, 1, 2, 3, keep them to a short phrase, and then we'll bring you on. It doesn't matter what the topic is. Right now, we're talking about wellness issues. We tend to be on wellness things. In the last hour today, we're going to have Tim Alexander. So anything geopolitics, Christian spirituality, election cycles, whatever you want a topic, just bring it open. And we will help you to kind of get a perspective on what's going on. And we'll supply information you're not going to hear elsewhere on the blogosphere or the so-called alternative media. The regular media are dangerous because they're going to lie to you. You have less lies in the mix of places like Hannity on Fox, but most of the other broadcast sites, even on Fox, are useless. And many of the alternative media are going to either scare you and not provide real solutions, or they're going to provide information that's not really correct or fully vetted. And that's what's important. You want to have vetted information so you can make a proper decision what's going on in your world. So, Campbell, welcome back to the program. Let's talk about Mountain Red Velvet.
Good morning, Dr. Bennett.
Karen. Yeah, it's Campbell changing your voice back again. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
So Karen, we're working on a couple projects, and it's a little bit hard, like pulling teeth from these characters at these institutes, like Regenerax down at the Wake Forest University, University of Wisconsin, but I'm getting gradually done. My forms are ready to go to the Fish and Wildlife Service so we can import some mountain red velvet and encapsulate it. And we'll have a little test batch. We're still going to have our mountain red velvet, but we'll have a little more expensive version with some special encapsulation. What I often tell people is take at least two capsules twice a day of the mountain red velvet. One capsule, open up and put it under your tongue, hold for 10 minutes, and then swallow the other capsule. Just swallow it. That for the average adult, I think that dosage is good. I actually take at least three twice a day. I figure if two is good, three is great. and I'll tell you what it does. It lubes up my joints like crazy because I had a little flare up in my joints from whatever activity I was doing. I took the Mountain Red Velvet. I'm taking lots of other stuff, Collagen Max and Flamax and so on. But when you have the Mountain Red Velvet, it's like it finally just tops it up, just says, now we can heal you, Deagle. You got the building blocks to rehill those joints you aggravated. So this is what I call the toner for life. It has all these six hormones. And I found something else new that's really interesting. You may want to know about this. There's IGF-1 complex in here, as well as five other hormones. You don't want to get the separate IGF-1. There's a product out there that I think on the Rets Network they're pushing like crazy, which is Royal Velvet. And it's made from blood, actually, of deer. And I don't think that's probably acquired in a very nice way. It must bleed the animal quite significantly and extract the IGF-1 from their blood. Bad idea. Okay. And we know that IGF-1 given by itself is probably not a good thing. We have several things that increase IGF-1. The top one, believe it or not, is Mountain Red Velvet. Now, if you want to lose weight, you want to preserve your brain, and you want your organs to stay young, you want IGF-1 and all the other hormones and the other 390-some biomolecules present to rebuild your tissues. IGF-1 counteracts the insulin. Now, here's what's an interesting fact. There's a researcher, retired now, quadruple boarded, Dr. Lovrock, that actually did research on insulin-like growth factor 1, and he discovered that insulin, which is elevated in people that are obese or developing premature disease or accelerated aging and osteoarthritis and so on, all these illnesses, that when your insulin levels are high, and the average person should have 2 milliunits of insulin per mil of blood fasting, average adult. And if you have like 6 or 8 or 10 or 12, your level of IGF-1 is going to drop or be blocked. Now, insulin-like growth factor 1 makes you turn on your fat cells to burn off and mobilize fat, prevents you from turning calories into fat, helps to preserve your tissues and organs, like your brain, from degeneration, and reduces the chances of plaque and heart disease. So, in other words, Mountain Red Velvet has a lot of other applications that you're complaining. I'm actually learning other things. If you're trying to lose weight, one of the most important things is to start with Mountain Red Velvet. We also have a thing called microdose, which is 100 nanograms of growth hormone, actual growth hormone, not just the growth hormone releasers, actual growth hormone, genetically engineered as a homeopathic, 100 nanograms. But the first thing you want to take is Mountain Red Velvet, because if you're trying to lose weight, your tissues, you have what it calls zombie fat on you. Now, what zombie fat is, if your IGF-1 is low, you can't mobilize that fat. You can send lots of signals, the fat cells say, I'm going to sit here at 72 degrees, I'm not going to mobilize the calories and burn it off my brain, heart, livers, and solid organs. And we're just going to sock away more fat because the insulin level is 6 times higher than normal. And as soon as you raise IGF-1 levels, the body starts mobilizing fat and burning it. So it's another major advantage to take Mountain Red Velvet is you get slimmer as well as better looking.
And I think that it's that energy as well, isn't it? That people say when they start taking Mountain Red Velvet, oh, I feel like moving. I feel like I've got more energy.
They've got a few hundred thousand calories stored as fat that is available. How many calories do you think you have stored in glycogen in your muscles? Only a few thousand. You got hundreds of thousands, depending on how fat you are, around your internal organs and in your liver and elsewhere in your body. You know, we're hanging on your middle or underneath your arms. That is the ultimate storehouse of energy. You got 500,000 calories, for example, in fat, and you may have only 3,000 calories in carbs and in glycogen, and you can burn that off in an hour or so of exercise, and now you're against the wall. Your body says, I have to use fat now. And what it does is, if your insulin's high enough, you're not going to pull fat out of your fat stores. You're going to stay fat even if your blood sugar crashes and hits the floor. And that's what's important. People need to start understanding this. Obesity is a metabolic problem. It's not a calorie problem. It's a metabolic problem. That's why you'll see people that yo-yo when dieting. They diet for a while, their metabolic rate drops. If you want to maintain your metabolic rate, you have to keep IGF-1 levels high.
Correct.
Which is another reason why Mountain Red Velvet is really good at stopping that, we call dropping your set point. Your body says, okay, that's it. We stopped burning off calories. We're starving. We're dying. We're not going to let you die. We're going to just keep you fat.
Store you up. Yep.
We're going to keep you fat so you're not dead. The body decides fat's better than dead. How's that?
Yeah.
It has this crazy idea metabolically in the mind because of ancestors that pass on these genes. If there's no food or if you stopped eating, you're dying. You may only be fasting one day a week, or your core body temperature may be 2 or 3 degrees below zero. And if you did a thermogram on somebody, you find most of their extremities are rock cold and they're fat. It's like it's 68 or 72 degrees, like the ambient temperature of the room. There's no fat coming out of those fat cells. Those fat cells are just sitting there saying, send me more fat, I want it, thanks.
We're good.
And then when the fat cells get a certain size, they divide. So the same way with the other tissues, if your IGF-1 is low, you can't rebuild your brain, your heart, your liver, or solid organs. So, Mountain Red Velvet has a lot of applications that we didn't talk about, not just making you have, nice, well-lubed up joints so they don't hurt, and better looking skin, hair, and nails so you have lustrous hair, when you go to the hairdresser and they say, what are you doing? You're cheating, aren't you? Yes, I'm cheating. I'm taking Mountain Red Velvet and Collagen Max.
and that's the nice thing that we do hear from people is, gee, not only do I feel better, but I look better. And people are saying, gosh, you're looking so well. And that's a nice thing because when people can see that on the outside, you know that's doing really good stuff on the inside.
Right.
We need to remember that it is a 100% natural product. There is no additives, no preservatives, no junk in this product, just as our boys grew it, who we cared for dearly. They come in once a year, we harvest this velvet, and back out they go.
And by the way, it's the Sandals Resort for red deer from Scotland.
Exactly.
I'm sure if they had television, they'd be logging on to the New Zealand channel for red deer resorts.
They are happy boys. They're being a bit naughty at the moment, though, because the ground's a bit wet here, so they're finding any piece of mud they can roll
it sounds, in. It sounds like my West Highland White Terrier from Scotland. I got him from Pueblo, Colorado many years ago. He's 15 years old now, July 10th.
Oh, gosh.
And he's just as healthy as a puppy. And it's because we give him all kinds of fancy nutrients in his diet. And, he's just as frisky as when he was...
Mountain Red Deer Velvet for pets. There you go. It's great for aging animals.
Right. So if your animal's starting to get, like a bigger dog, starting to get arthritis in their joints, which they often will in the back of their joints, start putting sprinklings of Mountain Red Velvet, open a capsule, put it on their food, they go, or just give them a capsule. A lot of animals, you don't have to open the capsule, just drop it in their dog food. They go, chomp, 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 chomp. Capsule goes down, they don't know. And they say, hey, I'm a friskier dog now. What's my master giving me? And you go, wink, wink, you're getting the Mountain Red Velvet in your dog food there, doggy.
Yeah, we have a number of veterinarians who prescribe Mountain Red for their aging animals. It's good enough for us, so it's good enough for them.
Right. Well, listen, dogs and cats are, I'm a dog person, are part of the family. Some people go as far as their monitor lizard. Here in California, just around the corner, about a mile away, we have a place that sells all exotic birds and lizards and all kinds of things. But any animal can rebuild their tissues if they have the Mountain Red Velvet.
Yes.
Even reptiles.
There you go. And we know that this works for our extreme athletes who are taking our product in large doses, but it does also work for just that weekend warrior who goes out and plays a round of golf, a game of tennis, just going for a walk. And some people, when they're walking, their joints are aching and they're creaking. When they take Mountain Red Deer Velvet, as you say, it's like this new body and all these nutrients and all this natural goodness is going in. And they're feeling better, so they're moving more. So you've got more energy. You're remembering more because your brain's that little bit healthier. And why wouldn't you take a 100% natural product to help heal all of the body?
Let's talk about some of the classes of molecules there. There's ionic minerals that are really organically chelated, so they're going to get across the cell membranes. There's building blocks to build cellular structures of every organ in your body. There's transducing molecules that attach to cell membranes, and they bring what's called the external environmental signal, and they use through chemical signals or scalar biophotonic signals to send a secondary signal inside the cell to regulate DNA, production of messenger RNA, make proteins or enzymes. Because they supply these ionic minerals, they also supply the signal to turn on genes, because every gene and every enzyme is turned on by the presence of a mineral. If you don't have enough zinc, for example, zinc metalloenzyme messenger RNA is not made. People don't know that. Epigenetically, if you make one animal zinc deficient, and this is USDA Department of Agricultural Research going back 30-some years, that it takes five generations of oversupply to actually correct the Kmax of the enzymes that are zinc dependent.
Wow.
Isn't that interesting? So a lot of people don't realize epigenetic is very important. You epigenetically store information in what's called microtubules. Microtubules are what's called the solid state memory of every cell. There happens to be more in nerve cells than the perikaryon of nerve cell bodies. And and there's three phases of what we call cellular membrane memory. In all tissues, there's microtubules. All tissues have some, if you want to call it neurological-like function, because every cell membrane is a stochastic, fuzzy logic, nonlinear supercomputer. That's a fancy term, which means your cell membrane translates signals from the environment and tells the DNA to turn on and off to make proteins and act in what we call an intelligent way. So your cells have artificial intelligence based on biophotons, but it has to have the minerals present, the building blocks, and the translator proteins attached to the cell membrane to translate the biological or chemical signals and the scalar signals inside the cell and the DNA and the messenger RNA, a thing called microRNAs, which regulate a lot of the enzymes. A lot of your enzymes and so on are not regulated by DNA. It's regulated by what's called microRNAs, by these special molecules that are present in mountain red velvet. Now, can you get this in any other food? The word is no. No. So in other words, even if you have a wonderful organic diet, you have a beautiful and beautiful soil, it has all the minerals you can imagine, you cannot get what's in mountain red velvet.
Great.
Now, when could your body make all the biomolecules to be equivalent to mountain red velvet? And the state is called the fetal state. Fetal means, in Latin, little one. In other words, you're in your mommy's tummy, you're maybe 6 inches long, your maximum rate of apoptosis being dissolving old cells and replacing with new, bigger cells and more advanced organs and changes in structure and function. The maximum point at which you're doing apoptosis and organ rebuilding is when you're a fetus. And the maximum point where you actually can generate all these biomolecules is when you're a fetus, a little one in your mommy's tummy. The problem is, the post-fetal state, you can't make these biomolecules on. So there's only one way to go, and it's called down. So from that point, remember I mentioned, nobody's older than the 7-year-old except a few neurons and memories that are passed on from a previous cloned version of you. And I get a kick out of people. I get the weirdest emails sometimes about some guy in Canada, Marshall, and somebody else about cloning. When do you think we could first clone human beings?
Oh, so now?
No. When was the rough date?
Oh, I'm not sure.
They were partially successful in 1957. Primary research centers that were doing really advanced work was George Washington University here in America and the University of Palma in Italy. And they actually grew artificial uteri. It's really easy to clone and to create a clone. Nowadays, we can create clones even from a punch biopsy of the skin in your arm. You can take a punch biopsy and make a clone of yourself. You can even make egg and sperm from that punch biopsy. Do you know that?
No, I don't.
They can create a human being from 34 so-called parents by selecting specific genes or chromosomes or even mitochondria to make what we call a perfect, I call a Lego-type person, snap together the parts, human being or even transhuman. People say, no, Dr. Deagle, you can't do that. I said, look, I'll give you the equipment list, okay? You're not dealing with an average radio broadcaster. You're dealing with somebody who can actually spout off the technology. Now, the problem is that we, as people, are extending our death span, not our lifespan. If you look at the toxins in our environment, we're not as healthy as our parents and grandparents. We're not.
No.
For example, a good example. My grandfather and grandmother, my father's mother and father, lived into their late 80s. And my grandfather was at first a boilermaker engineer on the railway and later became a boilermaker for St. Evex University in Antigonish, Canada. And his wife actually was Celtic. She spoke Gaelic until she was 22. She was a music teacher, organs, piano, and violin.
Yeah.
Now, they lived in their late 80s. My great-great-grandfather was Sir Sanford Fleming that actually invented the time zones and built the railway across Canada. Okay, Sir Sanford.
Wow.
And these people lived in their 90s over 100. My father died at 67 because he worked in gas plants. He worked around toxins, He worked around heavy water plants. He worked around pulp and paper mills and so on. And he had a crap load of toxins. So he had his life cut by 20 to 30 years. Now, what's happening in our culture is when I went to medical school, one person in 4,000 got autism. Now it's 1 in 28 in some cities. The average in America is 1 in 68. The amount of dementia going on, and just don't invent a gold and silver. You don't like gold and silver. Invent an Alzheimer's unit. So you want to make money? Invent an Alzheimer's unit because they're going to be stacked with people. They're losing their marbles because they don't have the building blocks to rebuild their brain tissue. They're loaded with toxins, and their doctors are toxifying them with drugs to make them zombies when they're agitated.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches, and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Some fun on the other side with Karen talking about, listen, my vote is for Hillary for prison for 2016, and I think we would allow her to have all kinds of new designer orange pantsuits. She doesn't even need to wear a jumpsuit like they usually do in prison, and we'll actually put her in a supermax facility, even with its own golf course and even airport, so she can think she's like Mena, Arkansas. Still, she's running drugs and doing other corrupt activities of politicians. She can play a new version of the Clinton monopoly, where they do, they run drugs, they do international finance, they sell the State Department favors. But the thing is, these people aren't going to fix health care. Do you know what fixes health care? When you listen to the show and you realize you need to take responsibility. Yes, you may need a surgeon sometimes because your gallbladder goes kaflooey because you didn't pay enough attention, that you're sludging your bile up. and you could have taken something like magnesium potassium citrate to stop stones and other anti-inflammatories like cell defense plus to heal your bile ducts and so on. But, you know, don't go and whine and say, Dr. Deagle, they're going to do a knee replacement on me now or a hip. I had a lady last week, and I this is very apropos, and she called me and she said, Dr. Deagle, I'm spending a fortune on my hip, and I'm not much better. I said, I take a little bit of stuff from Mexico for pain, but I can't spell it. And I don't know any Spanish. I said, well, this sounds funny. I said, you're a bit of a comedian, I said to her. She said, well, can you give me a protocol to try to help me so I don't need a hip replacement? I said, oh, of course I can. I said, we need multiple layers. I said, you're going to need a mountain red velvet, collagen max, tendon mender, and joint performance. And I said, you need anti-inflammatories, like Inflamix and cell defense. Plus, you need to have maybe peptides to start regenerating your hip joint itself, which we get from the Russian Academy of Sciences and European anti-aging doctors, medical doctors. These are not where a naturopath can get these. These are medical nutraceuticals that alter your DNA. And then we may even actually need a C-arm with a stem cell transplant at Regenerex, say, at Grand Cayman, where you fly in, they take your bone marrow out, they multiply it 2 weeks and give it back to you with a C-arm directly into your hip joints. And guess what? You regrow a joint just like these. Lee Majors, a $6 million man. But will you be the $6 million woman?
Yes.
And the problem is, you may just accomplish that with Mountain Red Velvet and other supplements. We don't know. All we know is that if you can put a Highland injection of 6 million molecular weight polymer from rooster combs to buy you time while the Mountain Red Velvet is rebuilding a hydroviscous layer and rebuilding a little margin of cartilage so you're not bone on bone, guess what?
Exactly.
You're laughing. You don't need to go through a dangerous procedure where you have maybe 5 or 10% chance of what's called a failed hip replacement acetabular implant, or a massive infection where we have to take the damn thing out and you're now stuck in a wheelchair for months or years because we can't put another appliance in because you had a serious infection and went septic. And I can't tell you how many people I've seen this happen to. Before I finished medical school, I was a bit of an aggressive resident and medical school student. I did 40 total hips before I finished medical school. 40.
Wow.
And the senior surgeon would walk around whistling and playing music. And afterwards, funny, I'd go up in the little medical school, you know, outfit, because it's not a regular white coat. And they'd say, Dr. Such and Such did a great job. I said, oh, yeah, he did. He did a wonderful job. I was smirking because I did everything. Mixed the cement, cut off the acetabulum, put the implant in, you know, fused it, put the other pit down the end of the femur, hammered it in, locked it all together, and sewed them up. And you don't want to go there because 5 or 10% of the time, really bad stuff happens because you have PPP, piss poor protoplasm. And the treatment for PPP is Mountain Red Velvet. It's a treatment for PPP. You never heard that before, did you?
No, I haven't. 100% natural, mountain red. You can get it here.
Yeah, and get it, rebuild yourself as a clone yourself into the future. The toner for life is Mountain Red Velvet. Well, you can hear Adele in the background. She's singing because she's going to get some.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin, and to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.